Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Platinum II Executive Director Randy Moore from Oklahoma, and I want to welcome everyone to tonight's Monday, December 21st, 2009, More Success Team Prepaid Legal Conference Call. Of course, we want to wish everyone on our More Success Team a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. I want to encourage everyone to make sure and get your Players Club points and your qualifications met, especially for you that are running for the $500 director bonus and ED qualifications, because we do have a short month since it is holiday. I also want to remind everyone that December is the best time of the year to recruit people for your team in prepaid legal. It's always been one of the best months on our More Success Team for recruiting. During the holidays, people realize quite bluntly that their financial situation is, and they look forward to changing it with their upcoming New Year's resolutions. What we found is that they would rather not wait, and actually the top earners in prepaid have figured this out. If you ask any ring earner, they will say they've stepped up the recruiting in December each year and gained momentum in their business growth. Of course, December is now about two-thirds over, but there's still time to step yours up. Tonight, you'll be hearing from a brand-new director in prepaid, as well as from the newest $100,000 ring earners on our More Success Team, and from a prepaid legal associate that is making over $1 million a year in prepaid legal. Now, to introduce tonight's special guest speaker, I want to go to Ada, Oklahoma, to an original Millionaire Club member, the Executive Vice President of Prepaid Legal, and the leader of our More Success Team, Mr. Ken Moore. Are you on the call, Mr. Moore?
Can you hear me, Randy?
Yes, sir.
I'll tell you what a great time it is in prepaid legal, Randy. But before we get started tonight, I'd like to say Mr. Jim Stark, you know, was our pastor back in the 50s. For many years, he's in the hospital tonight, so everybody prays. We'd like for you to pray for him. And, of course, Rule Smith, which you and I was in business with 50 years ago. You were a little kid, weren't you? 50 years ago, and his associate, both these gentlemen are associates, some of the first associates we ever got in prepaid business, both in the hospital tonight, and they need prayer. And then, of course, this next guest will... He's just a super great guy. Got a wonderful wife, $1 million a year earner plus, ahead of the small business plan, a platinum jacket three earner, million club member, chairman's award winner. I just go on and on, Randy. He's got so many accolades. But, you know, over the years, the main thing I'm really proud of, I've got to know this gentleman. You know how, Randy, I study people. I joke a lot. I cut up a lot. But I really notice people. I see what they really say and what they do. Then I want to know how they walk when they hit the ground. And over the years, I found out when this guy walks it, he walks a straight line. When he tells you something, it's true. And I've become, over the years, been honored to start calling this man my friend. I consider him a great leader in prepaid, someone that's already been leading, but will be leading even more in the future, and a friend of mine, Mr. Nick Serva. Nick, welcome to the call.
Thank you again. I really appreciate it. Can you hear me okay?
Hear you loud and clear, Nick.
Thanks, first of all, for inviting me on the call. It's just a pleasure and an honor to be on your call. You've kind of blazed a trail for a lot of us, and we're just kind of following along in those footsteps a little bit. And the more I got to know you, the more I know that I agree with my, well, I like what you have to say because I agree with most of it.
Well, thank you, Nick. It's an honor to have you tonight.
I want to talk just a little bit. They asked me to be on the call, and I'm in my 17th year with prepaid. Gail and I are, my wife and I. And, you know, things have changed a lot when I started in the program. You know, we didn't have all the tools that we've got now. We didn't have the CDs. We didn't have the business plan. We didn't have, you know, we weren't on the New York Stock Exchange. Didn't have a lot of those things. And the reason I bring it up because, you know, so many people are looking for, as we go into a new year, what am I going to do to do better? How can I do better? How can I do more? Or what is it that's, what are the reasons that I'm not doing more in the business? Because I think there's a space or a ways or there's some mileage between where you are and where you want to be. And I'm sure most people in the line feel just like I do. You know, I want to do more and I want to do better. And what I found is if we want to have more, then we got to do more. If we want to have better, then we've got to get better. And I want to talk about that just a little bit because, you know, if you're not where you want to be in the business, it's not the tools because everybody's asking for the secret tool. When Mr. Moore got in the business, or I got in the business, or Randy got in the business, or other top people with the company, none of the tools that are around today even existed then, so it can't be the tools. Everybody's dealing with pretty much the same input from the law firms. We're dealing with the law firms that somebody's unhappy with is the same law firm that is providing a substantial income and service for thousands and thousands of other people. We've got you all have a great upline on the Moore team, but I think ultimately all of us have pretty much the same upline, and that's Mr. Harlan Stonecipher. You know, the economy, everybody's dealing pretty much with the same economy. So, you know, those aren't the things that are causing us to not have the success or achieving what we want to achieve. And so what is it? And we all know the answer. It's you and me. And it's not what we don't know for most of us that's keeping us from being where we want to be. It's what we're not doing with what we already know. And I have a basic philosophy that I kind of want to get into here over the next few minutes. And so taking all those things into consideration, if you're not where you want to be, it really is, and some people think this is oversimplified, but I believed it 10 years ago and I believe it today, especially with prepaid legal, it only boils down to two things. We're either not doing something right or we're not doing something enough. I don't care if you're doing group or small business or you're the top recruiter in the company. Wherever you are, if you're not where you want to be, it boils down to those two things. We're either not doing something enough or we're not doing something right. And the exciting thing to me about where we are with prepaid is we can learn to do things right, and we can control the activity that we have. And so we can do it enough, and we can do it right. So I just got back from an event in Huntsville, Alabama this weekend, and Mr. and Mrs. Stonecipher were there, and every time I get a chance to hear Mr. Stonecipher speak, it just kind of remotivates me. But, you know, he said something there that I've heard him say, I don't know, maybe 50 or 100 times. But he talked about reaping what you sow, and you got to sow the seeds first before you're going to have a harvest. And how that relates to what we're doing really is activity. And I want to talk a little bit about that. You know, where are you now? Where are you going to be this year? What are your goals? And what are you going to do to get there? And with prepaid right now, you know, there are companies out there that had a really tough year. Prepaid maybe could have done better. But when you look at all of the things that are going on in the economy, prepaid had a great year. And a lot of people had a great year. I was looking at the profile of success just a little while ago, and it's so easy to get caught up in the news and caught up in the newspaper articles and caught up in all that you're seeing on television and be so concerned and influenced by what's going on in the White House that we can't control, that we forget sometimes to take the control that we have in our hands on what's going on in our own house. I can't do anything about the economy in the country, but I can darn sure do something about the economy in the Serba family and everybody on this phone can too. All right, so we want more, we want to do more. Let's just talk real briefly about what I know the Moores believe, but a lot of people, I think, get a little bit off track about what our business is about. We get involved in this business, and we want to make more money. We want to have financial freedom. We want to have time freedom. But I think we get off track sometimes. We have a lot of specialist programs, various things going on. And we think our business is about making senior associate or making manager or director or becoming a platinum or a triple titanium or whatever it is. And we forget that our main responsibility is to be profitable in the business. If you're a manager and you're profitable, you stay in the business. If you're an executive director and you're not profitable, you probably don't stay in the business. So you have to be profitable. Now, people say, well, I know that you know, that's just so basic, it's why am I on this call? But bottom line is we get off track on things and we put our focus on the wrong things. Our business is about one thing, really, and that is putting memberships on the books. The company doesn't pay you an extra amount of money if you were the top recruiter. They don't pay you money for winning some other maybe kind of a contest or something that you get your name up on a list. The computer spits out cash to you and writes checks to you and me and our uplines and downlines when a membership is sold. And so I think it's easy to forget sometimes that that's what our business is all about. Our business is about putting memberships on the books. There's no commission paid, no advance commission. There's no renewal paid or override paid unless the membership is put on the books. The home office doesn't have any money to go ahead and take care of what they need to take care of unless there's memberships on the books. The law firm doesn't get paid anything. And worst of all, and most important of all, no member is helped if a membership doesn't get on the book. So I don't think there should be any question about that. We need to ask ourselves the question each day, what am I doing to either help people get memberships on the books or get memberships on the books? Am I a membership getter or am I going to go ahead and put people in the business who are membership getters? Now, some people are going to choose to do the business a lot different ways. We had, fortunately, many thousands of applications that were processed in my organization last month. and I personally only did about 12 to 15 of those counters. So some people are going to choose to put memberships on the books through doing groups, small business, individual sales, and other people are going to choose to leverage themselves and put memberships on the books by building a team and continuing to recruit. But the reason I bring this up at all is I hear so many people, I think, to get off track is they talk about recruiting as if that was the end result. All that is a method to get you to where you need to get and to put more memberships on the books. I don't believe in recruiting to recruit to recruit to recruit. We got to recruit somebody that ultimately is going to put memberships on the books. So that's what our business is about. So the reason I mention it is because it's a very simple business if you understand what it is we're getting paid for and what it is we're supposed to do. If somebody's a receptionist in an office and you catch them in the back sweeping up someplace, that's not their job. That's not what they're getting paid for. It may be productive. It may keep them busy, but that's not what they're getting paid for. They're getting paid to do another job. You and I get paid when membership's on the books. We can choose to do it through recruiting. We can choose to do it through leverage. You know, I put three people in the business and I helped them put three in. Now I've got a 13-person sales organization. If the 13 of us do two presentations a day, that's 26 presentations a day. If we do that 5 days a week, that's 130 presentations a week. Somewhere in there, there's a director and there's a lot of memberships being put on the books. So where do you start? If you want to get someplace and you're not there now, where do you start? Well, you start the only place that you can start, and that is where you are. You know, it's so easy to get caught up, I think, and seeing what some of the top people are doing and compare ourselves to people that maybe have more experience or their business is moving along more quickly. You know, it's not who gets there first, it's who gets there and stays there. But you start the only place you can start, and that is where you are. And you start on the only day that you can start, and that is today. You can't start tomorrow and never get there, and yesterday's gone. So you start where you can, and that is you start now, and you start where you are. You can't make $1,000 a day until you've made $1,000 a week. You can't make $1,000 a week until you've made $1,000 a month, and you can't make $1,000 a month until you've made $1,000 every 2 or 3 or 4 months. And so that's where you start. But I think you have to start with some basic belief, and that is, you know, everybody in the Profile of Success, the people who are leading this call are not paid actors. This is a program that really, really works. As Randy just mentioned, you're going to have somebody on the call that is a new $100,000 ringer. I heard a few people mention today. That's pretty exciting. But this works for people that will work the system. Do you want to have what Platinums have? Well, the very simple formula is then do what Platinums do. And I think there are some real contradictions in the business. Every one of us would like to be in a position to get paid for more than we do, and we call that maybe residual income. And I'm certainly getting paid more today than I did today, although I was very busy. I couldn't be that busy to have enough that much money coming in. But in the beginning, the reason I'm getting that now, and the reason Mr. Moore gets that, is because in the beginning, we did a lot more than we got paid for. In the beginning, you may have to put in 40, 50, 60, 80 hours to get paid for 10 or 20 hours. But if you continue doing that and following the system and continue to be persistent in your business, then you're going to get paid for 80 and 100 hours when you put in 10 and 20 hours. You know, I think there are a lot of other contradictions in this business, not just about our business, but about life and success in anything. You know, every one of us would like to be in a position to do whatever we want to do whenever we feel like doing it. Well, if you and I are going to be in that position to do whatever we feel like doing, whenever we feel like doing it, then we have to first develop the discipline and accept the responsibility of doing the things that we do not feel like doing when we don't feel like doing it. Just like my wife Gail and I drove to Huntsville, Alabama on Friday. It's a 3.5-hour drive. Well, it was raining and there was traffic. The 3.5-hour drive took 6 hours. We didn't feel like doing that. But we are motivated more by the result than the process in getting there. So right now, where are we? Right now, we're in an unbelievable time with prepaid legal. If you're just looking at your world, maybe some things are difficult, maybe things are going well, maybe they're not. That's why it's important to be on these calls. But right now, I just feel so fortunate that we're involved in this business that if the economy is bad, I can go, or it's bad for a certain industry, I don't have to wait for somebody to walk in my store or my restaurant or my place of business. I can go out and get the business. If it takes twice as much to get the job done, I can work twice as much to get the job done. And you're going to find that this kind of environment and this kind of economy in a lot of businesses, it kind of sorts out and sifts out people that aren't going to be strong in the business, and it creates a better opportunity for those people who are going to stay the course. But Mr. Charlie Anderson, who's with a law firm in Huntsville, Alabama, well, in Alabama, he's out of Montgomery, he talked about right now the usage on the plan. They're getting more usage on bankruptcies, separation packages from businesses, landlord-tenant issues, those kinds of things. There's never been a time where there's a greater need for our product, and the fact that the economy is bad just increases the need for our product. And I personally have never had a better time to be in the marketplace to recruit to because of all the quality people that are in the marketplace. And so I don't want to take a lot of time, but, you know, for where we are right now, I have a basic philosophy on the business, and that is people ask, well, you know, what do you have to do or what's it going to take? And to me, my philosophy is very simple, is I'm going to do whatever it takes as long as it takes. I don't know what it's going to take for you, and you don't know what it's going to take for you. Is it going to take 10 calls, 100 calls? Is it going to take 10 weeks? Is it going to take 2 years? But I know this, if it's going to take 2 years or 5 years, those 2 years or 5 years are going to go by whether I take advantage of this opportunity or not. And this is a great opportunity to provide financial freedom and fulfill your dreams. We're certainly living ours right now. Since I've been with Prepaid, they've increased the compensation over a dozen times. They pay, and they do the two main things that they're responsible for. They deliver the service, and they send you your checks. And everything beyond that, all the trips, all the bonuses, all that, that's just gravy to help us do our job. And so I think right now is the time. It's not the time to step back. It's this time to leap forward and really make an effort in this business. And don't let things happen and don't watch things happen, but make things happen in your business. So do whatever it takes as long as it takes. And I think the last comment I'd like to make is, you know, if you want the things you're looking at in your life in 2010 to change, you've got to change the way you look at things. This is a great time to be involved in Prepaid Legal. It's a better opportunity than it's ever been, and just don't accept anything less than that. I'm excited about dealing with the company, and thank you for inviting me on the call.
Well, Nick, I tell you what, first of all, I want to thank you, but I'd like to ask you a question. Where do you see us in the year 2010?
You and me or the company?
The company. I know where you and I are going to be, right at the head of the pack.
Well, I mean, you know, I think there are certain givens here. For me, I think all the people on this line, not just you, you started before me, or not just me, who started maybe a decade before a lot of people on the line. I mean, I truly believe all the people on this line, we're at a time where we're pioneers in this industry. You know, we only got a million and a half plus members or so. Out there's 300 million people. Attorney's fees aren't going down. Identity theft isn't going to go away. Businesses aren't going to have less problems. And there's problems out there in the marketplace, and we have the solutions for those problems. And I think we need to toughen up a little bit, I think, all of us. Don't let anybody talk bad about our company. And if somebody says no and they don't get it and they don't understand it, let them keep their problem, and you take your solution to somebody else that's going to appreciate it and is going to understand it. But I think we're in the best time ever, Ken. I think people are going to be doing in 3 to 4, 5, 6 years what it took, you know, maybe me to 10, 12, 15 years to do.
You know, Nick, I dream a lot, and I tell you the truth, I can't help but just kind of get more excited than ever. You know, the rainbow's out there. We're always talking about a rainbow and what's at the end of the rainbow. I think our rainbow's brighter than it's ever been in our history of Prepaid Legal, and I think if anyone just stick with it, there's no way that can go wrong. Yes, we got a lot of great people on this call tonight, and I want to thank you, and I know Randy would like to say something to you, because, yes, truly, I've been got on this long before you did, Nick. But I tell you what, you come along, you're doing such a tremendous, great job. You know, you, Mark Brown, and I have been doing some talking lately, and I can see nothing in the future for Prepaid but great times ahead. Can you? That's all I can see is great times ahead for anyone that gets on it and sticks with it.
I'm excited about it.
I'm very excited. Randy, you have something for Nick?
Well, I just want to
tell your wife hello for me, Nick.
Thank you.
All right, Mr. Serber, I want to tell you how much that I respect you and Gail for the integrity that you've always stood for. Just, you know, the type of man that you are, I appreciate that. I just want to tell you that in front of our entire team tonight, and I appreciate what you brought to Prepaid Legal. How long have you been in Prepaid now, Mr. Serber?
17 years.
17 years, and you were – would you mind just briefly going over your previous history and how you got involved with Prepaid real quick?
I was got out of high school, worked on tugboats, went in the military, got out and went to college on some athletic scholarship stuff, and I've worked with different companies, and I got in the insurance business, and have a CAU degree, securities legal license, was an agency manager from New York Life for a number of years, and we've had a number of entrepreneurial companies, businesses, everything from direct mail advertising businesses to seminar businesses, and until I had the good fortune to be bought into Prepaid Legal in 1993.
And who recruited you in the business?
Dave Svoboda did.
Dave Svoboda. Well, again, we want to thank you so much for being on the call tonight. We want to wish you and your family a Merry Christmas, and we appreciate everything that you've done, and we also appreciate, of course, your friendship with the More Success Team.
Thank you very much, and have a great holiday, everybody that's on the line, and you folks that said you were from Atlanta, we'll look forward to seeing you at the events and meetings here. Thanks, everybody.
Merry Christmas, Nick.
All right, now I want to go to Albuquerque, New Mexico, and to the top executive director on our team, who has a very special guest speaker, that she actually wants to introduce tonight. And I want to go to Miss Angelina Rosser. Angelina, are you on?
Hi, Mr. Moore. Thank you very much for having us this evening. It is an honor for me to introduce the next speaker this evening. He is my father, so it is very special for me. His background is he's a professional photographer for 30-plus years for the local media in his town. And unfortunately, in January of this year, he fell extremely ill. And in March of this year, the doctors came to us and basically said, to save your life, we must amputate your leg. And so it was a very traumatic time for our family during that season. And so we went through that process. But the amazing thing about this individual is we have yet to hear him complain about his situation. He is not a complainer. And so they did amputate his leg. And 2 days after the surgery and being released from the hospital, he was at the convention in Oklahoma City, which he probably shouldn't have been, but he was, and enjoyed it and sat through every moment of it. And like I said, he's always encouraged us, Brian and I. He's when life challenges have come our way, he's always taught us to stick and stay, as he has with Prepaid Legal. He was our very first associate and has been with Prepaid for a little over 5 years now and just slowly building his team and his organization. And it is my honor to introduce the newest director on our team who has overcome some amazing odds this year, Mr. Joe Don Buckner of Lubbock, Texas.
Thank you, Angelina. I appreciate that introduction. I appreciate Mr. Moore asking me to be on the call tonight. I'm honored by that. I don't feel like I've accomplished enough to be on the call, but they asked me to be here anyway. Like Angelina said, I got out of the hospital one day in March after they'd amputated my leg, and we were at the convention the next day. And I thought, well, I'll sit through as much of it as I can, but it turned out I sat through the whole thing and really, really got some great pointers and some great blessings out of that convention. But during my stay in the hospital, I had my leg amputated, and I thought, you know, where am I going to go now? What am I going to do next? And I really had kind of decided that I'd probably be sitting watching TV for the rest of my life. And decided that wasn't what I wanted to do, so began to formulate some ideas and things and began to read some books that were inspirational to me, people that had overcome some things or people that really, really worked with accomplishing something. One of them was Michael Phelps. His book really did help me a lot when I was in the hospital. And then I've read some other books since then about people who have also had amputations and have done remarkable things. And when I went to get my prosthetic leg 6 weeks later, the man that was fitting me for it told me, he said, now you can do anything you did before. And I thought, well, I'm just going to see if you're right. You know, and really, I guess I was out to prove him wrong. But he was right. I've been able to accomplish anything I wanted to do. It takes a little bit longer, and it takes a little bit more effort, but I can still get it done. And I'm just so thankful for the opportunity that Prepaid Legal has allowed me to continue and to achieve director last week. And it's just one of those goals that, you know, you set and you try to make. One of my other goals I had was when I was in the hospital, I wanted to go to the Pecos Wilderness in New Mexico and at least walk a mile on a mountain trail. And after Angelina and her husband Brian helped me and we made that trip, when the day was over, we'd walked 9 miles. I'd walked every step of it. So I just think that, you know, everybody tells me I'm an inspiration. I don't think I'm all that much of an inspiration to people, but if it helps someone, then I guess so be it. But so many people have helped me, and Prepaid Legal has just been there to help me, and I know this being director has really motivated me to do even more from this point, because I know director is not the ending point. Moving on up to executive director and even higher than that. But there have been so many people who have helped me, and the Moores have been so supportive, and the Hughes brothers have been very supportive. And, of course, Angelina and Brian there in Albuquerque, and then Kyle and Lisa Kimbrell. So many people have helped me. And I hope just by saying a few words about encouraging people to get out there and talk to people and make some things happen in your life, because life can knock you down, can knock you down to the bottom. And you can either stay there or you can make your way back up. And I feel good that, you know, I've made it quite a ways back up, and I plan on trying to stay there. So I do appreciate the opportunity to speak with you tonight, and hope that in just a little way that there is some inspiration here.
Well, Mr. Rosser, you're definitely an inspiration to us and our entire family, and I appreciate you taking your time out to share that. Of course, you know what we think of Angelina and Brian. They are just outstanding executive directors on our team, good folks, and we appreciate you. Congratulations on making director, especially due to the odds, and we appreciate you and know that it won't be long before you'll be executive director.
This is Ken Moore. I feel honored that you're on the call tonight, sir. I certainly admire you, and anything we can do to try to help you would be good. Glad you're in. Thank you again for being on our team.
Yes, sir. Thank you. I'm very honored.
Thank you, Mr. Rosser. All right, now I want to go to California and to one of the top executive directors, Platinum Executive Director, $250,000 ring earner, Mr. Chris Hughes. Mr. Hughes, are you on the call?
I'm here. Thank you very much.
I know you're traveling, Chris, and I appreciate you being on. I know you're probably in the car or talking on your cell phone, but I'd like for you, if you don't mind, to introduce the newest $100,000 ring earner on our More Success team.
It would be my great honor, and thank you so much for the privilege and the invite to be here and to highlight this very special individual, actually a couple. Mr. Sam Iniego is the newest ring earner on the team, and I'm sure he'll tell his story, but he got started about 3 years ago, and I met him. And, you know, every now and again, you meet people that you just know are sharp, that you know have what it takes. And I met him early in his career, but he just never really, you know, that first year, not much happened. You know, he just didn't have, he hadn't yet been to a convention or hadn't yet been to an event that turned him on. And this is, I guess his story is really a testament to the power of the big events, the corporate conventions and the team events. And he came to one of our team events over the summer, and he and his wife came and their daughter, and just fired him up, and he came back. And so really, his start date really was only a couple of years ago. And in 2 years, this individual and his wife working together as a partnership, they're now earning in excess of $100,000 a year. He's the CMC in the Menifee, California. Was recently voted. Wife and I, we traveled around to all the meetings. This meeting was voted as the absolute best meeting in the region. And just building a phenomenal business. He's doing everything right, Mr. Moore. Just a stellar example of leadership and service to many. And because of that, he is the newest six-figure ringer on the team. Mr. Sam Iniego, sir, are you on the line?
Yes, Mr. Hughes. Can you hear me okay, sir?
We can hear you great. And congratulations on behalf of the whole team. We are thrilled for you, and we'd love for you to just share your story for a few minutes, sir.
Absolutely. Well, thank you extremely much, the Moore family and Mr. Christopher Hughes. Obviously, the true measure of leadership is influence, nothing more, nothing less. And we're so honored, my wife and I and our family, as in the organization, to be part of just an amazing family, individuals out there just changing lives. And we are extremely humble and honored to be part of this organization, be part of this leadership. We're extremely proudful. Be part of this organization, and I thank you so very much, sir, and and kind of just going into the story just real briefly, absolutely right. I came from the mortgage industry, and I was working 6 days a week, 14 hours a day, worked for AmeriQuest Mortgage down at the corporate office down here in Southern California. I was away from my wife and daughter, lost 6 years of my daughter's life, just working the job, taking care of the family, doing what a man is responsible to do. And one Monday morning before the holidays, they called us in, and they absolutely destroyed our future. They laid off 20,000 of us in roughly about 5 minutes, and I didn't know what to do. And we were praying and praying and praying for something. My wife and I, or my wife, we've been blessed. She's never had to work. I've been with our daughter, and I played the resume game. You know, I could not find, you know, a six-figure income that I lost, and we played the resume game over and over and over, and just went out there and just prayed and prayed for something. I mean, I was even looking to just stock the shelf at the grocery store just to feed my family, and this went on for quite a few months, almost a year, matter of fact. I was collecting unemployment, just trying to do things under the table, going from almost six-figure income to nothing, almost losing everything. And one Saturday afternoon, my wife and my beautiful daughter we were at a pool party in the city of Paris, out in Southern California, and my mother-in-law's best friend, she simply said, "Brandon, I'm working on this project. I want you to watch this DVD." That's all she said. That was the number one training that she could have ever done for us. And she sat us down as I was eating a cheeseburger and hit power play. That's all she simply did. She kept it very simple and very duplicatable. And my wife and I watched it. We thought, wow, this is amazing. I mean, we're worth $1.19 a day. Our family's worth $1.19 a day. And she actually had her sponsor there because it was a pool party, kind of got herself out of the way and used him as third party, as a three-way expert, as a third-party expert, and then invite us to the following week event. And that's when we had the honor to meet you, Mr. Hughes, one of our best friends now, an amazing leader. They taught us so much and saw you present, and we signed on the spot, as we all do. However, after that, dropped everything because we were going through so much stress, crying every day. How are we going to feed the family? You know, it was very bad, and we did not work the business for about a good year or so, and then one of our upline support team, Mr. James Lyles, called us every day around our team event in Utah, and pretty much got us there. We had no excuse. We went with pretty much not a bad attitude, but just a stressful mind. And we got to meet Mr. Hughes again, and we got to hang out with him, and we came back, and we said, this is it. And because of that big event, because of the people, because of the bigger picture, we came back, we immediately got committed to committing to Mr. Jeff Olson, the power training, and we just listened to that over and over and over. And because of Mr. Olson, because of Mr. Hughes, because of the leadership, you know, the briefing a week, the training a week, you know, we bouncing from living rooms, doing PBRs, keeping it very simple. As we all know, simplicity equals duplication equals big paychecks. That's all we've ever done is just one thing we have to admit, we've never missed a team call in 2.5 years, never missed a briefing, never missed a training, you know, did team parties, you know, building culture every single month, doing mastermind sessions, doing certificates, doing recognition, doing what our mentors, Mr. Olson, Mr. Jim Rome, says to do, to build a massive organization, to keep it very, very simple. And then obviously that's part of the work ethic. And then first and foremost is the belief. You know, being able to go and set goals, you know, daily, weekly, monthly, going out there and doing dream building parties with the organization, playing horseshoes out back, you know, having everybody come over and picture, paint their vision, you know, they're painting their own success and having them explain what they want from prepaid legal, just building the why, because that's the reason, my wife and I are here today is because our whys were so strong, because she did not let me come home until I had 10 to 15 numbers, because I didn't want to come home because it was so depressing when I came home. So I just went out there and got the phone numbers and just plastered. My wife and I would plaster, we will have this six-figure ring December 2009, we will make this much, so on and so on, all our different goals. She'd put it all over our house, in our vehicle. You know, as you say, Mr. Hughes, if the judge came into your house, or the sheriff came into your house, or came into your vehicle, or came into your office, would he know that you're absolutely committed to getting the six-figure ring? And absolutely, because of that training, we just plastered our house, and so we attracted it, and it's just been a true blessing. We're so honored to you know, to have, you know, three other individuals that are going to wrap up their six-figure ring going into Dallas, Texas in September. Just the most amazing family and leadership, and we're so honored. Prepaid Legal, I never knew about business ownership, just corporate America, never knew about network marketing, never knew about personal development. It's fresh in our minds. It's something that came into our lives 2.5 years ago, and I'm so amazed that someone can work years of their life and maybe make $100,000. And all we do in Prepaid Legal is we go to a briefing a week, we go to a training week, we're on a couple team calls a week, we do personal development. Well, that's amazing. That's for ourselves. That's to better ourselves. And besides that, we are in the living room for the biggest promoters, biggest communicators inside of the organization. We bounce from living room to living room to living room. We hit power play, and people can make six figures. That's absolutely a true blessing, and we're so honored to be part of this organization and this leadership, and thank you so very much, the Moore family and Mr. Christopher Hughes and Sky Hughes. You guys are true mentors to us, and we can't wait to applaud all your guys' success at Oklahoma City. So I'll hand the phone back to you, Mr. Hughes. Thank you very much again, once again, sir.
Well, congratulations so much, and just phenomenal. So excited to see that happen, especially in this economy. So with that said, Mr. Moore, I'll pass the call back over to you, sir. Thanks again.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Hughes. We appreciate your leadership. And Mr. Simon Yago, we appreciate you and your family and all that you bring to our Moore Success team. Mr. Moore?
What a great saying, Randy. What a great quite a great gentleman, and of course Chris always does this outstanding job, and the call's been a little long, but it's been worth every minute of it, every single minute. I hope everybody took some notes and everything tonight. I just like to say to everybody that Christmas is getting close, Randy, so we need to be saying Merry Christmas to everybody, and we'd like to say keep on putting God first, keep on putting that family second, and Prepaid third. We're getting ready for a great, great year, 2010. Mr. Wilbur Smith will be our speaker next week. He's our direct upline. Of course, he's Director Mr. Harlan Stonecipher. He'll be ending the year for us, and Mr. Stonecipher will be our first speaker in the year 2010. So with all that said, Randy, we'll say thank you, God bless, and good night.
Good night, everyone.